Zoning Architectural Board of Review meeting. When you're ready, Karen.
Anthony Lazar.
Here.
Kathy Moran.
Here.
Eric Newland.
Here.
Scott Lewis.
Here.
Brian Hick.
Here.
Judd Klein.
Here.
Mayor Kathy Mulcahy.
I'm here. Is Mr. Harry Varselli here?
Yes.
Please join us up here. This is for landscaping at 121 Orange Lake Drive. And the engineer had a couple comments about the placements of the trees. Have you seen that letter from the engineer?
No.
He's concerned that the five Norway spruce just behind the patio area appear to be located in the proposed drainage swale. And the location of the trees should be placed so they do not impede the drainage.
Oh, no, these are way up on the hillside.
Well, I'll give you a copy of his letter and you can make sure.
Okay. I have it.
Yeah.
Well, we can approve it subject to that.
Okay.
Comment. And then yeah, it says the patio area is much larger than the original submitted site plan.
That
is it built according to what we approved?
The original plan.
That's another contractor. His name is Bob. I think he was coming tonight that did the patio.
Outdoor kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Bob Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah. Right. Right. So the patio, yeah, the patio's poured. The original plan.
This is the one with the outdoor kitchen that has.
Yeah, the original plan on a 16 by 12 patio, and that is much larger than that. You're right.
So is it larger than the plan?
It's larger than the original site plan. But as a patio, we wouldn't worry about it. But it is. He's just pointing out. He's comparing it to the.
Okay, but it's not that they didn't do what we.
Right, right. It's not a violation of anything. It's just. It's not what he had originally looked at.
Have you had a chance to look at the landscaping plan?
I have, briefly. I have. And now, are you the landscape contractor?
Yes.
Okay.
For the plant material and the lawn and the irrigation.
Okay.
The patios.
Another person. So I looked at your list of plant materials, and I think all your plant selections are all good.
Okay.
They're all going to do really well in this area, and the exposures are generally good on here. My concern is that some of the plant material is planted very close together. What kind of boxwood are you talking about here?
Green velvet.
The green velvet.
Yeah.
Now that's going to get sort of,
three
feet wide. Right.
Well, we're going to put them where it's going to be maintained as a hedge to outline that walkway.
You've got them at about 2 to 2.5 feet on center.
Yeah, that's probably not totally to scale, that drawing. Because actually, I went there this morning, and I know like where the cypress is in the front island.
The cypress is 18 inches
right.
on center,
that's
and they
not,
get to be.
Yeah.
4 feet wide.
Right, that's not going to happen. So
this makes it harder for me to read these drawings.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When it's not to scale.
Actually, the rest of the material though is I counted them all this morning, and because we ended up.
I wasn't even worried about the counts. It's the spacing.
Oh well, we can space them further. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, you'd probably use maybe 3 cypress over here instead of 5.
Right.
But maybe it's going to look really lush and stuff.
No, it'll look
sick in just a couple of years.
Yeah.
It'll crab itself out and then
Coral burst. Your coral burst. Is that a coral burst crab?
It's a coral burst crab, right?
That is like 2 feet off the house, and a coral burst gets pretty big.
Yeah.
For something that's going to be planted 2 feet off the house.
So
you really need to move that.
Away
from the house. You need to move that out into the yard or off the corner.
Okay.
But not 2 feet. It's going to get to be like 15 by 15, I believe.
Okay.
And it's 2 feet off the house.
Okay.
These things, obviously, you're in the business that when you see them and they're this high and they're this round and they look like they're going to go perfect in that corner.
Right. Right.
We know better.
Right.
You and I, we know better. Okay. The other thing is the Serbian spruce, it's planted only 4 feet off the corner of the house. The dogwood's fine. I don't mind dogwoods being planted close to the house.
Okay.
But the Serbian spruce, that's only 4 feet off the house. You need that to be a minimum of 8 feet off the house. And the pear trees, you need those to be a minimum of 10 to 15 feet off the house. My other question is, what's going to happen in these big open beds where we see it?
We're just going to mulch them for now, and I think he's going to do another phase in plant material.
So that's a phase 2. You sure you want to open those up in beds?
That's what he wanted to do, to have it all prepared.
Oh, just to have it. Is this house sold, or are you doing this for the?
No, it's sold.
It's sold. Okay, so yeah. This is for the homeowner.
Derek Gabrielson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he wanted. So I drew it according to what he wanted to get accomplished so far this year.
In the middle of section in the front yard where you have the fountain grass.
Mm-hmm.
What's the box that's in the middle?
That's electrical and cable, I think.
Just a screen there. Don't we have to maintain some kind of reasonable access to it?
Oh, you can get through the ornamental grasses.
Yeah,
the grasses have actually become a traditional way of hiding these things.
Well, I understand that, but the traditional way of hiding them ends up being a problem.
You've got to be able to open the doors.
Yeah.
So
which
maybe make a note that you can make sure that you're
make
not...
Make sure that there's clearance around it so somebody can work there.
Right.
Right.
And those aren't warding ornamentals, so they're they'll flop over. Mm-hmm. They'll, but, yeah.
Are these little circles that are in that bed, I'm assuming those are boulders?
Actually,
there are two little circles?
The circles are just marking the... I think it's
those
the
are
electrical...
Utilities?
No, this is the utility there.
Okay.
I think the cable and... Is that the electric? I think it's the cable and phone, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's in there.
They're little pylons or something.
Yeah, they're little. Yeah, they're small. They're just two small towers, kind of.
Yeah.
That are maybe they're sticking approximately 2 feet out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. They're probably just a junction box.
Yeah, something. I know the cable went to that because that was laying above ground. So.
I think that I was trying to think of how we could approve these with some notes.
Well, I think Karen's been taking notes while you've been talking.
Well, I think if we have a motion.
Did you hear from the comments you made? Because you could just check it on the field side too.
Yeah, the pines I'll do up on the there's a hillside that's way above where the swale area is in the back. That's where they were actually.
And I'm not even worried about the pines.
Okay.
I know you're going to get those out of the
swale.
I know you're going to get those out of the swale.
Okay.
But I think we just need to acknowledge that in the approval.
Yes. Right. I agree. I'd like to make a motion to approve with the adjustments in the plant material. And do you want me to list those off, Karen?
Sure.
You want me to list them off?
That would be great.
Serbian spruce is going to be a minimum of 8 feet away from the house. That your pear trees will be a minimum of 10 to 15 feet away from the house. That your boxwood will be a minimum of 30 to 36 inches apart. And that your cypress will be 36 to 42 inches apart.
Okay.
That the coral burst crab's not going to be two feet away from the house. It's going to be out in the yard or off the corner.
Could I switch the coral burst out for like a hibiscus, something that I can use it as a little bit of height? Well, it's on a stick where I can use it for a little bit of height.
Still going to get 15 feet.
Well, the hibiscus you can keep.
I mean, if you want to do that, do something like this. Do, you know, widen this out and do your hibiscus there. You know, do your cypress there.
Yeah.
You can do something, let's see, this is the southwest corner.
Is the walkway that you're...
I'm contending with the driveway.
This is already in place.
Right.
Right?
In
okay.
The driveway.
So you're just sort of filling in this little space here, and you're adding some edge to it on the outside of the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of room to monkey around with what's in here. Maybe it's just a matter of too much stuff in there, and maybe you should do is have, if you want to have something that's vertical,
I can flip flop. I can pull the hibiscus out front and the cypress.
You don't have room in this bed for a coral burst crab.
No, I mean to take that out. If I went with something,
you know what you
different...
could do back here. You could do a Green Mountain boxwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't you want the color?
Got the cypress down at the foot of the boxwood here.
Okay, so that'll be okay. That'll give it. All right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Alderman.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor McKay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Is Mr. Perrins here? Is Mr. Perrins, anybody here for the outdoor kitchen? Okay. Mr. Kloon. Mr. Kloon here. This is for an addition on Emery Road, and it's been approved by the architect.
So I don't need to sit down?
You do? That's just the architect. That's not ours.
You can stand if you like. Just want to make this quick.
So do we. Okay. The only note... Oh. This is the house that used to be the drain house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pre-existing, right? The roof slope is too shallow for the shingles.
I talked to Bob this morning. I emailed you a couple of times.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't get one.
I have a copy of the resolution of that that they will have.
It's going to be two-piece, 90-pound roll roof.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's existing on it now. And the new roof will have a larger window.
I would enter it just looking at this like that. In the main end.
I mean, in all honesty, you won't even notice that the main house. It just squares the back of the house.
Been there forever.
Yeah.
No, it's even before that.
So you're going to put this roll roof down, and then you're going to shingle over it just so it matches.
No. It'll all be roll. It'll be two-piece, ice and water, and then 90-pound roll.
Okay.
But they're both adhesive.
So how...
Oh, yeah.
How far is that from the other dwelling?
I want to say 25.
Brian, what was your question?
How far
so the addition on the there's two houses on this thing, two dwellings
correct.
Here on this property, and I think they have to be separated, right? By
is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
It has to be at least 10 feet apart. So the zoning code says 10 feet?
Well, no. It's not a zoning code issue because there's no lot issue.
So I do believe that in the zoning code...
You're thinking of like when we put up a garage or something, it has to be so far.
Right, the property line.
Well, I'll know. It's 25 feet. It might be. It might be fine, but I mean, I don't see that drawn there, first of all.
I seem to remember it like 7 feet. It was like a small
I think the,
but,
like
mean,
the
driveway alone is 10 feet wide.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen all this for not
7 feet.
Number down,
it is 7
did
feet.
Scale
7
it out
feet.
On the aerial photo.
And I do seven. Have
yeah,
pictures, and it is.
Is. Building code.
Yeah,
it is.
You
nailed 7 feet?
Oh, my God.
So it is 7 feet.
That's what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be so, because that's what I said.
I looked at it online.
I have aerial views, and you can...
If it's not true.
That's included in all the packets.
Well, that makes the world...
So I didn't go back and check the original order.
You just look at the...
I assume that all the finishes are going to match those of
the
existing
ones.
But the building code requires that?
Other than
the U1.
The new building.
The U1. The 1148.
I'm sure 200 years
ago...
They're moving them out of the garages too. They want them inside, like the laundry room. Uh-huh. It's beautiful.
And yeah, buildings
are
going to
work. That was
just a necessary structure.
Yes, exactly.
Like a hose.
Hey, Brad, yeah.
It's just
too cool. We only have accessory structures. Where's the dog show?
We were just expecting
you have an accessory structure, but you have two dwellers.
I only know that too.
There's an accessory dwelling.
Anybody can come there.
It's not a
we have an
accessory and we're so
dwelling.
Used to those.
No, that's what the...
It's not labeled as such. Right.
Because otherwise, if they're both principal,
so this is expand. The addition is just allowed, because there's a... You're allowing yourself to have this space to build a utility. That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Motion approved.
Wait, no, Eric is drawing.
I'm doing it.
Think of mine, all right?
Eric's redesigning. You're in trouble. Eric's redesigning.
There's been a motion made and seconded. Do we have some comments from down that end of the table?
You're going to kill my tree.
Why did you have?
Eric?
I was just looking for a comment to terminate. I was looking at the existing house. I'm terminating the column capitals with a freeze board, but I don't think there's one across the side elevation as it stands, which
correct
is unfortunate. And same with the trim profile in the rear of the home to match the south elevation where the canopy addition is going. That trim work, if I could match the gable line over there, but it's such a low pitch, just the proportions aren't complementary to that.
I just wish we could have had this discussion about 200 years ago. When
yeah, that's the problem.
Well, we have stopped 200 years ago.
The way it was constructed.
That's when it was constructed.
This house is 200 years old?
170, something like that.
Oh, wow. That's why you look familiar. You're the homeowner. You look familiar.
Uh-oh.
I recognize your voice, but I recognize you.
170?
Yeah, 1850s.
Wow.
Colors to match, materials to match, windows, surrounds, casings, yeah. Button patterns.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's been there for more than 20 years.
I think that's going to be the second house. I don't know.
We're a great grandfather.
Did you buy from the Drains?
Yes. Well, from the people who inherited it from the Drains, the Michelins.
Okay. So you've been here 20 years already, huh?
2016.
All right, we have a motion made, seconded. Any other comments? And I assume you want your motion to include the comments, colors to match, and all that.
Material to match existing.
Does it say that?
It does.
Yeah.
All right, please call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes. Enjoy. Good luck.
Good luck.
Didn't say clone.
What do you want us to say?
His name. He wanted to vote.
Is there any way?
We know what your vote would be.
This is a question in general. It's not for you. This is a home that's almost 170 years old. Is there any way to designate that status? We don't have that many homes.
Do you know about the Historic Preservation Society? Is that what it's called?
No. Cleveland Restoration
Society. They offer resources for 100-plus-year-old homes. It's like low finance costs, advice, technical skills. Maybe they put up plaques. I'm not sure. We've never done that. I know we once had a call for homes over 50 years. I'm sure. I don't know that we knew that this was over 100 years.
Because I was going to say, we're way older than
you. No, I don't know. So Cleveland Restoration Society, we belong to it as a community, so you can access the resources.
Okay, great. We'll do that. Thank you.
Good luck.
And I'm currently taking advantage of that program, my own home. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask around. I'm happy to answer those too.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. Good luck.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, Mr. Frazier. Are you here?
That was full, right?
That was full.
That was full.
Yeah.
Right.
That was what? Oh, that was the one that was full, yeah. Is Mr. Kepsuk here? Are you with him? Please join me. You're the homeowner? What's your name? We don't have your name on the agenda. What?
Williams?
Mr. Williams? Okay.
Where are you in Orange?
Joyous.
First house. Off of Harvard.
Yeah.
First house on the left?
Yeah.
Are you back there from Willis?
Yeah. 2014, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've been here a number of years already?
Yeah, it's been 4 years. Man.
Hello. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is Mayor Mulcahy.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
And I'm Councilman Klein. I live around the corner from you.
You do, huh?
I live very close as well.
Everybody has to drive by my house.
Yeah.
It's a big house. It's a nice house. I've been in it.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know who owned it before him?
No.
Sherry Lehman. She's a very well-known
Sex therapist.
Yeah, sex therapist.
That's what they told me. I nobody fully explains
it. It was good aura.
Car was there.
She was a character herself.
Well, I won't tell you what happened to the Willises.
Well, I already know that.
What happened? I've known him my whole, I mean, I went to high school.
Tony Willis?
Yeah.
So are you? So you're just putting a closet in? Is that what I understand?
Dormer in?
A dormer in?
Just a dormer, yes.
Oh, this is an addition.
It is an addition. So all you're doing is there a bedroom as well you're putting in?
They're not going in. We're enlarging the closet, basically.
They're raising the roof.
They're raising the roof. Closet. Make it bigger.
Did you see the new OH?
But it's not going to match any of the roofing.
It's another thing they set up.
The pitches and the sheds? I think they're like that.
Right in front of the
office. Is this a shed roof?
Four metal people. It's a different pose.
I would think Adam would be all of it. My only question about it is the roof pitch. It's pretty low slope there, 3 and 12. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a low slope to put shingles on.
And my understanding is it's the lowest slope I can put shingles on is 312. We included a ice and water guard underneath. Entirely.
Okay. Well, then for all practical purposes, it's a membrane roof with a visual cover. So it can work. The space that's at the end of the dormer. What's the clear height in that? It looks like it's 6 feet.
It's 6 feet.
Is that allowable?
Is
this going to be a closet? Is it going to be used by the space? What's the intention for that?
Closet.
It's an extension of a closet.
Okay. So it's not going to be a space that people are going to, you're going to bed with or something.
No, you walk in there now and I get 3/4 in my head. It's not going to do that anymore. It's not going to be 6 feet tall. So.
Yeah. Okay.
It'd be nice. You get a ton of light in there too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's a nice feature. And there are other houses in the development that have that kind of a clear story treatment to it. It's just
what
nice.
Do you call it? Clear story?
Clear story.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Motion approved.
Material. Is there a joint motion?
Absolutely.
Is there a second?
Wait, should I ask first?
Well, first just let's get a second, and then we'll move on. Please?
Somebody second.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going.
I just wanted to ask about the material and finish matching the existing house.
Yeah, everything is to match the existing.
Okay.
You can note that in the minutes. All right, any other comments or concerns, questions? Laurel.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor McKechnie.
Yes.
Should you have kids?
Yeah, three.
How old?
7, 5, and about to be 3. So,
you brought them to the playground?
Oh, yeah.
Like it?
They love it.
Good.
I'm glad you did it.
Hope to see you at the salute.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. And Coco on August 4th.
Wow. Oh, yeah. True. And we have the thing in orange with two.
Yeah, the black party?
25th.
I'll be there. We'll see you at all those places.
All right. See you.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. Miss Robert is here for the AC Marriott sign. And did everybody, maybe not, have a chance to look at the, I'll read you the letter we got from Dave Hart. This review is based on the 3-page set of drawings prepared by Persona and received by the village. Well, this was written earlier, but
and
you said it still applies.
Yeah, so stands.
I'm sorry?
This letter was written and it's going to be updated because it's referring to different date. But Dave Hart said today that this letter still applies. In my opinion, the signs are acceptable based on the following. One, the proposed signs are generally consistent with what was illustrated in the FDP package for the hotel in October 2016, even though signs at that time, that's what we were always doing, as usual, at that time, were explicitly excluded from that FDP approval. The wall signs are clearly, in my opinion, proportionally sized to the building. One sign on the west face and one on the south face is reasonable.
and the canopy entry sign is quite similar to the office building number 5 and 6 entry signs, which we approved on April 3rd. So he is recommending we approve, and I'm noticing that you didn't put Pinecrest, Beechwood, Orangeville, or anything.
It was a struggle. But
I finally have enough on where it's located.
Yeah.
No geographic reference at this point.
Right.
How about Copenhagen?
But why did you take off Pinecrest? I'm just curious.
I'm not sure why they did. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's just
all right.
We have.
Why did this come here instead of? Oh, because it didn't go through their sign criteria.
So it's still in Beechwood, Ohio?
No, that's
the not. Mayor would like it to be.
Mayor Horowitz is angling for that.
Yeah. He's offering to trade movies.
He could have the old. He could have the old Super
Pinecrest.
Yeah, nice trade.
Is the canopy sign, the AC Hotel canopy sign, is it only on the one face of the canopy, or is it going to be on both faces?
I think it's just on the one face.
Yeah,
it's just on the one face.
Just on
yeah.
the west face?
Yep.
Well, that's too bad, because you think they'd want it to be seen from the garage, too.
Yeah.
No.
I think.
Well, I guess once you've gone by it, you know where it is.
What if you went to the garage?
Great. Well, if you came to the hotel and you dropped off under the porte-cochere, you've already been there, done that.
I wonder if they're going to have valet parking.
No, they're going to be as presented.
What if, as presented, it's black and gray?
Yeah, it's going to be, this is more, it's like a...
It's going to be black and gray?
No, it's not going to be, this is gray, but this is like a darker, I mean, it's almost black, yeah.
I don't want to. But why?
I forget what they call it, like a
installation.
I forget the name of it, but it's almost flat.
Down to the ground.
Okay. I mean, it's not a part of the plan.
Yeah, it's not going to be like your standard.
Exactly. I'm not gonna.
From the get-go, I've been encouraging.
Public
art. Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Colors on the sign?
No, that's I just asked that question.
Yeah, it says presented. It's going to be the gray, and then this is almost like a black.
That's it.
You're concerned.
That's it.
That's it. That's
I'm not.
Judd, what do you think? I was looking at the canopy lettering for AC Hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if 16 inches is a little small. Maybe that could be 2 feet.
Yeah.
Well, it has to meet the size. Has to meet the actual.
It does. It just seems a little bit just.
Can it make
a little shallow?
Well, where you read, you know, when you think about where you're reading that from, it's not like you're going to be looking at it from any real distance.
Yes.
You're going to be fairly close to it.
From the roundabout?
Yeah.
But you think the 12 inches is too small?
It's a little bigger than the exit sign from here. That's probably about.
It's about almost twice the size of. 1.5 times the exit sign.
Wait, that exit sign is what's going to be on the side of the building?
No.
We're talking about this canopy sign
right here. You know, the size of that element there, and whether it should be bigger.
Because those kind of float and they contrast against the surrounding elements and things like that. I wonder if a bolder, bigger font will be easier for wayfinding. That's all.
I think a bigger. Graphic size would be nice.
Yeah, I don't see any problem.
Bolder, punchier.
Okay.
But maybe they're signs.
What's that? It's not often you go to a planning commission and
they tell you to make it bigger now.
And I don't know why we would say that.
We have a motion to approve.
We can't help ourselves.
Right. Was it ready? Yes, second. Yep.
But we can amend the motion.
Yes, we can do anything we want, but is there anything we need to do?
No, you can't.
Wait a minute.
We've had enough bad experience.
I've been through this exercise before. Fairly recent.
That was confusing. Are we good or are we?
I'm good. I'm just putting it out.
Okay. Lazar.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah.
Wait.
I just asked, what was the color? I don't recall the color of the wall surface.
Yeah, I'm not 100%, but I could.
Brown.
Is it? Or is that the gray?
The brick tower?
It's going to be a brick.
There's a You have the
hotel. I think it's sort of grayish.
Yeah, but where the sign is, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what?
I only ask for purposes of the contract. Yeah. That's all.
As long as they hid the air conditioning units. I don't know if they've done that yet. Adam was very upset when he saw those.
Yeah.
I asked John. You said that wasn't how it looked when we approved it.
Yeah. Yeah, because with all those PTAC units, right? Isn't that what they are?
Mm-hmm. Why do they have those? Why do they have
every hotel has them. Every hotel has them.
Oh, so each room can control?
Right.
They're
talking
about the Louvers.
The trailer's
still there.
Yeah. For what?
Whole Foods.
They're not open until August.
September, maybe, right?
I haven't heard that. I've heard August last, but.
It's not far off.
I know they're calling about their temporary CFO so that they can start training soon.
It's coming.
Waiting. I'm saving up so I can afford to shower.
I'm saving up my pencil.
You're saving up why?
All right. Okay. You're making this poor guy go through a lot of work here.
It was an innocent question.
Malicious intent was plain on the face of the question.
Jessica, how's your day going?
No, I'm good. No complaints.
Oh, good.
Where'd you come here from?
I'm Painesville. Well, I came actually from Harpersfield, my house, but we're in Painesville, so. It's by, like, all the wineries, like Debonair.
Harpersfield? You know Harpersfield?
Yes.
Harpersfield.
Yeah.
Yep. There's like wine there. Country. Which one is it?
There's Debonair or Frontes.
Yeah.
Are we doing Judd?
I have a landscape plan.
I'm sure it's fine.
Scott, you want to go do a research project on the color?
No, I'm sure it's fine.
We could call the police officer up there and see.
It's going to be a contrast.
AC Marriott and the Monty family and Adam Fishman. I'm sure it's fine.
Brown masonry. I think it's brown masonry.
Continue on.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Adam. Sir, who are you? What? Oh, we already called you. Oh, 6:30. Okay. We'll go back to you. Okay. Please join us. This is for the outdoor kitchen at 121 Orange Lake Drive, item 2 on the agenda. We'll wait till the building commission comes back.
Are you doing the patio of that house?
Yes. So it looks like we were discussing this earlier that the patio is much bigger than was on the original plan.
Correct. Yeah, we're adding to the west of it, not to the east. We're not doing anything to the east now.
Okay.
Because it's just gross, too close to the line.
But it's like 12. Well, no, I'm thinking of the other.
No, you're not.
Okay, 12 by 40.
36.
12 by 30 is what my drawing shows.
30.
What happened to that?
Of the hotel.
Oh, tell him to forget it.
Bob, forget it.
It's been approved.
Bob!
All is forgiven. Come back.
He can't hear
it. Okay, never mind.
Thank you.
We don't care anymore.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
We're on to the kitchen.
Back to the kitchen. Back to the beach.
Now, Bob, you said that the patio is larger, but it's not a problem?
We don't regulate
patios.
We don't have square footages. They don't count for setbacks. Unlike a deck.
The deck is above grade.
So sidewalks.
Correct.
I'm okay with that, but it sounded like now that we're putting this oven.
Well, and if you will look at this, you will. Did you get a copy or do we run out?
Here.
Okay. This is my determination of where their rear yard setback is. If you look at the last page in this packet, you'll see the actual site plan for that section of the development showing between the two orange squares,
right,
where that 25-foot setback is. This is where they were going to put those trees. All right.
Okay, so right. Where is this?
So this line right here, mm-hmm, between there and there, is the 25-foot setback.
I see.
All right.
Yeah.
And they're inside of it.
That's that line.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
So this where is
the hard
it now?
Part is determining.
Yeah, that was the issue that we dealt with the last time.
Well, so where is that? Whether it was extending into the
setback,
into the prohibited 25-foot
yeah.
Right. Development setback.
There were a couple of field measurements. And,
mm-hmm. I don't think there was an objection to the.
No, I. But that's what I thought, that this was actually going into the setback.
And so did I.
Yeah.
So we did the best that we can without. And I think we've identified this very well. As being inside that 25-foot
yeah,
line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I keep looking by him. I already signed this.
So, at this point, there's really, we discussed it the last time.
Well, we didn't pass it.
We didn't pass anything, but we did have discussion about the approvability of the kitchen.
Well, Bob's okay with it, so I'm okay with it. So if somebody wants to make a motion, unless you have other things you want to study.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Is there a
to
second?
Approve.
Huh?
I was curious about a question. You can go ahead with
that. Do you want to second it?
Yes. And then I have a question.
All right.
That you could provide some color on the extent of the new paver patio portion?
It's going to be a bluestone patio, just basic bluestone.
So I'm curious how far that comes out for the schools.
I'm sorry.
I'm curious how far it comes out for the bar stools.
Let's
see it kind of there.
We're going about 8 feet past here.
Eight
yeah,
feet.
I think it was 10 by 12.
Are you beyond the side of the house at that point?
No. On the west? No. We weren't coming back.
So, Bob, what are these marks right here? What are you delineating with those marks?
Just showing the width
dimension.
Of the various
That's
sections.
A dimension line.
It's just a dimension
yeah,
line.
It's yeah. A little, yeah, this is a little over stated, that's just your string of dimensions here. This is the actual.
Right.
The blue
is the actual dimension. Which is that corner is the closest it gets to.
Yeah, right. And that is within the diagonal line that setback.
Okay. I'm good.
On the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Of course.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Yes, but I sure would like to be invited to a picnic there.
Give us about a week and a half. No, I'm kidding.
Take a little more than that.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. See you in the morning.
Thank you.
All right. That's great. Chief Building Officials Report.
None in particular.
He's done nothing.
Yeah.
Knew it.
We have started to build our stack again of the plans that are under review for Pinecrest. So there's, and now we just got the conditional plan approval today for Drury Hotel. So we are moving on to that one. Nice to get that one started.
Do we have plans for any of the tenants in the office building?
We've got some. What they're trying to do right now is we don't have anything for building 6.
No, they were going to do 5.
I think, but we're getting a lot of them for 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they told me it was about 70% lease.
Yeah.
They have a few deals in the works, but they were going to finish 5.
I haven't done any kind of quantification of how much square footage they've taken up with the ones that we've got, but some fairly large firms that are going.
And Mayor, that's exactly what she told me last night.
Like who told you?
Aaron. Pretty much what you just said.
Yeah, 70%.
I think her number was 80%.
Well, and I haven't asked them for a few weeks.
And, yeah. And then the other thing is that I found interesting is that they did, it absolutely took that other building off the market.
Yeah, they're sort of looking
so,
for
so they were not selling it at all.
Right. So. And did you ask her how the apartments were leasing?
Yes, I did.
They were about.
Why are we looking at this?
Because I got it.
Yeah.
You're the
one. And I want to go online. I have something that's other topic for discussion
okay,
if you're ready for that.
30%, I heard.
Me too, but that's okay.
Well, they've got about 31 units already occupied out of 87.
Right.
So that's a little more than 30.
Right.
30%.
Right. Yeah.
I had a question unrelated to Pinecrest.
Can I ask?
We don't know anything besides Pinecrest.
It's all Pinecrest all the time.
It's a familiar topic. the Beechwood Inn on the Super 8.
Notice has been sent to them. Gave them how many days to take it down?
I have to come back and look. I wrote it 10 days ago, and I've been on vacation.
There's a deadline when they're supposed to take it down.
I think it's already passed.
Right. Sent certified and regular mail.
My concern is exactly what new sign.
They received it.
It's what is that sign indicating what they're doing? Because
we figure they ran out of their licensing for Super 8, and they just had to put something up.
That's what I thought. It's just
I wanted this notice to get their attention so that they come in and tell us what they're doing. But
I can tell you, the first thing that I did was check with the fire department and get a name for the fire marshal to confirm that they were in fact still legal to be operating, and they are. So fire marshal has no issues. He said they change. Names all the time, not just them, but hotels in general.
Yeah.
Yes, but before they put up the sign, they need to.
But we've ordered them to take those signs down, and they've got a. There's an allowance for temporary signage, and they've already exceeded the maximum they could get for the year without permission. So it's basically just a complicated order to take them all down, and you're not getting any more temporary signs.
But we can't use. You know, the content of that sign.
No,
I don't think so.
No. Well, I have not debated this with Steve before, but if it was safety and health related because it was confusing or put people in the wrong municipality, that's how you know. No.
Well,
we could have AC Marriott go AC Marriott Beechwood in the middle of Orange.
It would be an interesting fight to have.
That's difficult.
My kids would appreciate you putting them through college for that. What I'm saying on this sign, with this sign, is they did it without permission and violates the zoning code, irrespective of the context.
I know.
And so they're going to have trouble. Are they going to put up a permanent sign that says Beechwood? And are we going to have that argument with them?
Yeah.
We can have that argument with them, and they're going to.
They're supposed to be putting up a Comfort Inn and a Two North.
Yes, they came here with a very professional presentation.
Okay, we don't know. We sort of hope.
My concern for this whole deal is that they found somebody to buy them out, and that they're selling their interest, and the new operator has no intent to take down the existing hotels and put up the new buildings as were approved. And I think that's really important to hear from them, what their real intentions are.
That's what we're trying to get their attention to.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But I can't believe it would have transferred title and we wouldn't know. And also, I do happen to know that some of our favorite developers would be interested in buying if it was on the market.
It was on the market and at a...
$12 million.
Not at a $12 million price tag.
As far as changing ownership, that would be a critical concern to the state fire marshal. They can't do that without going through some hoops relative to their current license. So
when does Tom Shields come in next?
Tomorrow.
Send him up there. Get their attention.
You should be there in five minutes.
You could check title, but you should really ask the question, is this...
already had a pre-con meeting for the...
The demolition?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so long ago that it should have happened.
Is this property now under contract? Not for demo or.
Yeah, there may not be a title change at this, but there could be a contract.
Yes, and I think it's in our interest to find out.
How do we do that?
The same way.
Sit down and ask the question.
You call them in.
Well, he's called a few times and they haven't returned the call, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a certified letter,
which went out ten days ago.
Well, that's sort of that's
where we're going. What right now? It's a question of
delivered in the SWAT.
We can ask them to tell us things, but I'm not sure.
Well, right now, it's an embarrassment and an eyesore, mm-hmm. and it cheapens everything that's around it.
Right,
no doubt.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Anybody else on the building officials report? Okay. Any other topic for discussion?
I have one, and that was I just wanted to
oh, the
Parker. What, wait, the Parker, Warby Parker.
Let me pass these around to everybody here. We have a proposal. All right. I'm just going to hold it. The Warby Parker, which is the optician, that's in their little standalone building in the middle, is proposing to create some wall art on the, north and south elevations. And they sent in a proposal for a mural that would be repeated, would be mirrored right and left. I think it's pretty cool.
Looks like Escher.
Pardon?
It looks like an Escher.
It could be a lot of different, mid-century modern artists. And I think it's a really interesting addition to the shopping center. It's been reviewed by, proposed and reviewed by the Fairmont Properties people. I think they want to see it. And what they were looking to us for was how do we want to go about approving or whether we need to review it and approve it as signage. I don't see it as signage. I see it as architecture, as super graphics for the a building. But I thought it was appropriate for it to at least come through here.
So these graphics don't show on either end of the building, just on the side?
The two sides. If you're sitting in Shake Shack, you're going to be looking at it. I don't know to what
Oaken
extent.
And
you're going to stare at it, and you're going to think, I need to get my eyes looked at.
Right.
I better buy some glasses.
Get my eyes checked, right.
But Fairmont played this card at the Kent Downtown Redevelopment as well, and they integrated quite a bit of public art, and it's fantastic. It's very tastefully done. I applaud. I would like to see more of this.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really
Me
cool.
too. From the get-go, I've been...
So let's make the motion to have Bob approve that they proceed with this.
Yeah. I think all we have to do is direct the building department
to approve
act upon it. And to approve it as an administrative approval.
So for these sorts of things,
Are we not going to take a look at every one of them?
No. Did you see all those signs? They've been approved administratively, mostly with Judge reviewing them.
But all these other artwork things. So
the
what happens
art.
When they
he
come in
the
with the Hollywood?
That's a whole different story.
But they have been putting other artwork up that haven't seen, and I'm going to talk about that tomorrow.
Like the OHIO signs, fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
Well, most of the things we find are fantastic.
But we know about it.
We don't know about it. What happens if they put something up that you don't like? What happens when they don't? You don't like it.
Get me
that's their problem.
Where's that?
He won't go. That's
First Amendment rights.
No. This is internal to the You're not going to have
it's private
an
property.
Adverse impact on neighboring property owners. Nobody's going to see it except people who are on there. And if people stop coming because of the art, they're going to change it.
Okay. So also, the thing that has the state of Ohio and says Cleveland. Did you see that? It's sort of by Verizon.
Yeah.
I saw people taking their pictures in it. Well, that is just a work draft of the final piece. And the final piece is going to look like that. It's going to be bigger, and there's going to be a star where Orange Village is. And the letters that come out, Cleveland, those are going to be benches on the ground in the shape of the letters.
Nice.
Okay, so did we vote on that?
No.
Let's vote.
I think
I made a motion, didn't I?
Okay.
I said I would. I'm making a motion that we direct Bob McLaughlin to approve the going ahead on the Warby Parker
approval of the Warby Parker graphic.
Yeah, that's my motion.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Enthusiastically, yes.
Mayor Mulcahy.
No adverbs.
Mayor Mulcahy.
Well, it's like Scott's no.
Mine was an adjective.
Yes.
All I have is just something light. I Googled AC by Marriott to get a picture of what they have there, and apparently they have a 360 of Pinecrest. Apparently they may have plugged into the coordinates of where it was, and it's the old Pinecrest Street.
Mm-hmm.
You go to AC Marriott on booking.com, you can see the old Pinecrest Street. Because you're looking at it and like, where's the hotel? It's not there. So I just thought that was very interesting.
Cool.
question.
Pretty small.
There was a, there was a GIS picture in here, and there was a street off Emery Road. It was the lot with two houses.
Naranja Court.
Naranja Court.
Vacated. Gone.
And
history.
The village's park was expanded as part of that.
And we vacated that road.
It was vacated, and I think the was it the garden?
Yes.
The village acquired as part of that.
Right.
Well, no, I don't think
process.
They were connected. No.
No?
The person who owned those five lots on Emery Road that only two houses are built on, he donated the land. Okay. Where when we did the splitting up of the land, we got that piece from them, that. Was that where Naranja Court used to be? That was like sort of something I remember.
Yes.
It wasn't something that...
And Naranja is Spanish,
right.
Orange.
Right. They had run out of English words
they
could plug orange into.
There was a street there, so I don't really understand why that was ever...
It was a paper street.
Here's how the sign really plays out. That's the A.C. Marriott in Copenhagen,
it was a Denmark. Project.
That would make me nauseous. I'll have to, like...
I love you're going to be nauseated by that.
Look away. Okay, at this time, I'd like a motion to approve the minutes from June 19th, please.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
One item on number 9.
Let me have a second first.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Anthony.
I'm on number 9, and I don't believe I was at the meeting.
Okay, I will correct it. Thank you.
You voted, even though you weren't there?
That's I voted.
You should stop calling.
I did a call.
You should stop.
Oh, really?
You know, influence.
I took the liberty of speaking on your behalf.
Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were not here either.
Yeah.
No. No, this says you were.
Well, maybe we both voted, didn't
we? Let's see. Maybe we both voted in absentia. Let's see at the beginning. Nope. Judge should not be there either.
No, will be removed.
Okay.
It's darn Beth Davis. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else from anyone?
I wonder how I was going to get.
Mother all.
It was 4 months, 4 weeks.
Lazar.
Yes.
Moran.
Yes.
Newland.
Yes.
Lewis.
Yes.
Hitt.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Mayor McKay.
Yes. Okay, anything else for the good of the commission? Okay, everybody, we'll see you
we'll get ice
weeks.
Cream and gravy.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Karen, just so you,
for those
so you know,
here tomorrow?
I'm not here on the 7th.
Right.
And I won't be here singing to the Lord time.
Already?
But
I do have that written down
already. The first rehearsal of the holiday is early.
Yeah. No, the holiday's middle of September.
September 10th. But there's 6 rehearsals, but I'm only missing one planning and zoning this year.
No, I don't know why.
Actually,
I think I'm used to sitting in the kit. Am I used to
I will also be out in the 7th. First missed meeting.
Okay.
Ever?
Noted.
And you're not
sitting
in Slacker Park Synagogue.
That's a good reason. I am taking the girl.
Well, anybody else going to be going on August 7th?
I could be if you want.
No.
No, you need to. I did an August Disney trip, too.
Is that what you're doing?
It's warm. It's warm when
you're
you go.
You're nuts. Is this your first time?